For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. 4 years after what is considered to be the start of the Flint water crisis, many improvements have been made to the infrastructure of the city's water system. But depending on who you ask, that progress has not been anywhere near fast enough. Earlier this month, Governor Rick Snyder announced the end of free bottled water in Flint, his administration saying 90% of water samples taken in the city are now below the federal action level. Now, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver is fighting back. Mayor Weaver joins me via phone to talk about the latest developments in the city of Flint. Mayor Weaver, thanks for joining me.
Certainly.
What is the status of the lawsuit against Governor Snyder to bring free bottled water back to Flint?
Well, you know, one of the things I've always said is this lawsuit is about more than bottled water. That's just that was what got things going, actually. And I'll be sitting down with our attorneys this week to continue that conversation, because the other things we've talked about are we've had more damage. You know, people's fixtures have been damaged. People's in-home plumbing is damaged. Hot water heaters have been damaged. We've talked about the reputation to the city. We've talked about property taxes having gone down during that time. We've talked about civil litigation, and the list goes on. So it's about more than just bottled water.
So all of those factors are going to be part of the lawsuit that will develop.
Those are the conversations that we are having with the attorneys, yes.
Would you say that Flint is still in a water crisis?
You know, for some people, we are still in a water crisis. And I heard saying, you know, that we're not moving fast enough. We're ahead of schedule. We've always said this was a three-year process. This is year two. We're just starting year two. So we've been clear that it was going to take 3 years to replace all of the lead service lines right from the beginning, and that has never changed, and we're actually ahead of schedule. Out of 9,000 pipes that have been looked at so far, we've changed a little bit over 6,200, and those other 3,000-something were copper to copper, so we're ahead of schedule, and hopefully we can finish sooner than those 3 years. You know, we started back last week.
And what has been the community response to the end of this free bottled water?
Well, you know, there's been outrage about the end of this bottled water. And one of the things that, you know, I recognize, people recognize that our water has tested good. We want our water to test good. And I've always said I would look like an idiot having sat in office for 2.5 years and our water isn't better. Our concern is we still have people whose homes, whose pipes have not been changed. We've got construction going on all across the city. Our last conversation with EPA said nothing had changed, and when you have that amount of construction going in, lead particulates break off from those old service lines and can get into the system. And so it's still a public health issue. So if you haven't had your pipes changed or you have that in-home damage going on, there's a concern. And that's why bottled water is important. The other thing is, while 90% of the results have come back good, we're talking about our school, where our children are, you know, our most valuable resource, our children. And so that's not good enough for our kids when we have schools that are still testing extremely high. That is a problem.
I'm speaking with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver about the state of Michigan ending the distribution of free bottled water in Flint. Mayor Weaver, because Snyder's administration says it's okay, that makes me wonder, personally, are you drinking water from your tap?
I use filtered water and bottled water. You know, like I said, we've got construction going on where I live. It's going on all over the city. And until we get through this, you know, we want to put health over everything, because that's what didn't happen before.
Let's talk about Flint water activist Leanne Walters being awarded the Goldman Environmental Prize earlier this week. How did that make you feel?
You know what? Leanne has been a fighter right from the beginning. And I think that is absolutely wonderful that she was recognized for her hard work. You know, I have to give the people of the city of Flint just so much credit, because it was grassroots people that kept this going in the beginning. It was pastors that kept this going. And the people cried out, grassroots cried out that there's a problem with our water. And so had it not been for people like Leanne and others, you know, speaking up like this, you know, they helped push this movement forward.
Earlier this week, protesters were ejected from the site of Nestle's Ice Mountain Water Bottling Plant in Stanwood by Mecosta County deputies. How do you feel about the DEQ's decision to allow Nestle to pump more water from the state?
You know, that's something else that we have been outraged about, when we're thinking, you know what, we're almost through this. We could see the finish line coming. We're almost through this lead service line replacement and to stop bottled water and to do this with Nestle, it's like another slap in the face. And the community is really up in arms about that.
If right now you could be at the top of the Capitol steps in Lansing and every Michigan lawmaker had to listen to you, just look at you and listen to you, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them that they need to make sure Flint is taken care of because Flint didn't get themselves in this situation, and we still need and deserve finances and support to get us out of it because the state had such a strong hand in putting us there. I would also let them know about what's happening with us in the economic development arena, but I'd make sure they were paying attention to Flint because Flint represents other communities around this state and around this country, and all eyes are on us. And what happened in Flint could so easily happen to another community right here in Michigan because of our aging infrastructure. There are so many things that have been taken to make urban communities strong, and we've got to look at that and we've got to fix it.
That was Flint Mayor Karen Weaver talking about the latest developments in the city of Flint. Mayor Weaver, thank you for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I do appreciate it as well.
For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega.